The following broadcast may contain ideas and language that some listeners could find offensive.
Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, this is Comedy Bites.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Righto. So I've been trying to reconnect with the youth, even though their upper lips are a bit floppy and everything. They're all right. There's a new kid who started down at my work, right? And obviously 2 hours after he began, I was down at HR with the door shut for a meeting. And they said, oh, the new kid's indicated he doesn't really like being bullied. So has he? Well, maybe he should have thought of that before being born with a large head, small face combination. Probably my favourite thing about them, though, is they speak to people like me, actual adults like or equal. This kid was literally half my age. And he used the term literally, not like the moderns do, just to flesh out a bit of dead air. Well, I was down at the lunchroom complaining quite vigorously about some Vegemite skid marks in the margarine, and this kid walked in. And he said, and I quote, relax. I said, man, worst possible word you could have chosen to say there. I'll relax when everyone has ever betrayed me is in the ground. So he's approached me one day, this boy, and he came straight up to me and he said, oh, can we have a little chat? And I thought, well, there's something that's changed. Little chat, that's something bosses used to say to the workers. Can we have a little chat? And word to the wise, I've been sacked heaps throughout the course of my life. And if your boss says to you, can we have a little chat? Your answer should be, absolutely not. I'll never come out the back end of a little chat employed. But this kid said that to me. I thought, why would one of my inferiors come and speak to me voluntarily? This makes no sense at all. Sometimes, though, as a natural leader, you do have to exhibit compassion toward those weaker than you, just like Jesus did with the lepers. So I thought, I'm going to have to counsel this feckless loser and then send him back to work. I said, what do you want? What do you want? He told me he wanted to take a personal day. I said, what's a personal day? Turns out a personal day is just a sad holiday. For all sad, you loser, get back to work. You can't just rebrand the sickie. You can, though. You can rebrand anything if you want. Say something else. Everyone has to believe that. It's brilliant. Obesity's been rebranded as healthy. Slavery's been rebranded as an unpaid internship opportunity. You can do what you want. Sky's the limit, unless you're poor. You just make some up if you want. Some of you might be old enough to remember when passive aggression was yet to be invented. I'm constantly being accused of being passive aggressive. I'm like, no. What I'm being is correct and a little bit funny at the same time. Anyway, I've got to go. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.